Yes, people, welcome back to the Treehouse podcast. Final episode of season two. What a season it's been. Shout out, just quickly before we introduce the guests, shout out to all the sponsors. Brewtang for housing us. Buzzing Sound so you can hear us. Shout out Keith so you can see us. Shout out fucking the new sponsor Manscaped on the ball deodorant so we smell good. All of that stuff, you get me? So yeah, obviously last episode of the season, just want to say a big thank you to everyone, all jokes aside, and everyone who tunes in, man, big love. So yeah, jumping straight into it today, final guest of the season, one that it's been in the background that he's gonna come on and this and that, and we've had a few things. I fell, bumped my head, there's been cancellations. And we had to call the doctor, innit? We had to call the doctor.
Divine timing, you get me?
Yeah, timing's everything.
Sometimes the universe conspires in certain ways, makes certain shit happen. You have to fall and bang your head, my brother. I'm sorry about that. You know what I mean? But here we are, man.
So yeah, we've got Dr. Shocko with us today. Shocko, Dr. Shocko.
That's it, brother. Yeah. Shocko, man. Synergize, harmonious to optimize and kill oppression. You get
Yeah, man. That was a question that you ruined it now.
Oh, my bad. It was like you wanted me to elaborate on the name.
Which one do you prefer? Because I see the Dr. Shocko is on the other.
Yeah, so it's kind of all. I didn't really even call myself Dr. Brother. It was just when you start doing the kind of things that I do.
Yeah.
Good Eats MCR. Check us out on the Instagram.
Yeah, we'll put the link below, man. Yeah, we'll put the link below.
And you do Seymour, Shilajit, Chagot, and you're giving these kind of products out to people and they start benefiting. Brother, they come back and they're calling you their doctor now.
Right, okay.
I mean? It's a beautiful little thing I do. It's like trapping in reverse. I call it the health trap. Because basically they're coming back round and they look a lot healthier than they did before. Whereas, you know, if it was the other way, these men are turning up with one eye.
Yeah,
you
know half a leg and that.
Half a leg, exactly, brother. But yeah, my people come back to me a lot stronger, a lot more optimistic, a lot more energy. And it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I need to tap in with you, man, on that energy thing, bro. I need to stop drinking this bull sperm shit.
Exactly, brother. Exactly, man. Yeah. You can't see the red. You should allow the Red Bull. No one can see it, bro. No one can see it. But
yeah.
You're drinking a fucking before the show started.
I'm disappointed in myself. That's why I've said it.
Hydrate, man. Hydrate. It's so important. Drink water. Lions drink it. That's one of the best lines I ever.
There you go. There you go, Rob. Powers, mate.
Yeah, man.
Right. So obviously, jumping into it, bro. Obviously, Shocko, do music. That's why we've got you on. The main reason so what were your like first influences and what got you into music? And what sort of age was you at when you...
There's so many different like periods of inspiration and stuff like that. But I mean, if we really take it back, I love rap since primary school, bro.
Yeah.
I can remember Eminem, hearing Eminem. A friend of mine we was just talking about before, Tayshan. Frequency Sessions, Frequency MCR, I think it's
Yeah, Frequency is the brand,
Tap into
the clothing
brother, you
brand.
Get me? Because he's one of my main inspirations.
Yeah,
and the lyrics, he's... Anyway, this guy had albums on albums on albums, tape collection.
Tapes,
you know what I mean? Like, he's one of the first guys. I think he used to palm me off with the crap tapes, you know what I mean? The stuff he'd already listened to, but it was enough for me, do you know what I mean? And it definitely got me addicted. But yeah, I used to write in secret and that, you know what I mean, for a long time.
Yeah.
I didn't first put a bar out there until I heard Shifty, if I'm being honest.
Bro, I'm not going to lie.
Big up Shifty, man.
Yeah, well, shout out Shifty. He does actually, I always joke when someone mentions someone, I say they watch the show.
But Shifty
does watch the show. He's hit me up in it.
Big up Shifts,
so big up to Shifts, man. And I admitted this to Shifty the other day in the DMs, You saying that about him making you put your bar out. I never had an interest. I love music and that, but I never had interest in writing bars or spitting bars. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I heard Shifty, I can't even remember. I think it was All About the Money, you know. Right. That tune, All About the Money.
I just remember Get Your Hustle On, man.
Yeah, like, that one as well. I mean? It was probably a mixture of all of them that I had on my fucking phone at the time or little MP3 player, whatever I had.
Man.
But he actually made me write a bar, like not him personally, but like me listening to him, it made me write a bar.
No one's ever
heard that. Whatever you got.
What you say? You never spat a bar?
Never
got nothing out there.
Not my own bars, no.
Come on, fam.
Nah, man. Maybe one.
Never
day,
jumped on a set.
Never, bro. Never.
Honestly,
Sleeps was calling me out on Spaces the other day. He was like,
"You
I know
guys
Walsh
are
is
secret
right.
rappers."
He was
man.
Like, "I know you've got
all you guys
60.
Have got bars."
Nah, man.
Malachi
not me.
Defo got bars.
Yeah, Keith has. Keith has actually got bars. You know, I'll get him to do it after the thing.
Yeah,
I swear he's got a 60, and I'm not even.
It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
No,
it's not. But so obviously Shifty made you put it out. Got a bit sidetracked there, sorry.
We got sidetracked, but I'm probably like 15, bro, and you know, the shifty tunes are about on everyone's phone. You've got the was it the E&R twins? They're doing the beatbox and rigs.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
All those kind of tunes, you get me, in that kind of period. Yeah. We all just started rapping on the estate, and it was crap for the most part, but,
yeah,
you know, I did my thing. I remember where I'm raised, you get me? I wouldn't say where it's from. I say I'm from planet Earth, brother, if anyone wants to ask, you get me? Mother yeah. Earth, as we all are, brother. But yeah, I was raised in a place called Oldham, Abbey Hills. And it's dead, mate. Like, it's dead. Like, I remember I got to, like, kind of 14, 15. There was no youth club, bro.
The youth club closed.
I remember when it was open, it would open for, like, younger kids and stuff like that. We had nowhere to chill. Do you know what I mean?
So it's like an under 15, so you're 15, you're out, you're not.
We ended up commuting to a place deep in the village, man, in a place called Greenfield. And we used to commute there once a week, and it was a big night, do you know what I mean?
It was always a big night
because there was a karaoke machine there. And
right.
You know what I mean? This is where we started rapping, and this is where I met my boy Striver, known as Mr. Brown now. One thing I don't know if you know, I've been here a minute, bro. Like
I
was here for a minute, like back these times. I've got friends like Tayshan, who was Temper Lyrical back then, and he had the Face Off mixtape. He was putting that out. You had guys like Annoyed and Ego, the A&E tape. All these was getting shotted on Market Street.
So I used to
come down there with my people, and I was helping them sell their CDs.
Right, okay. Part of like the street team type
I used to
thing,
do sets yeah. with these as well. So Two Twos, after we've done a few sets, I burned that onto a disc. I've drawn a little cover in graphics, and now I'm selling my own CDs. Do you get me?
Yeah,
man, I've been out here kind of, but I've just not really mixed too much. And one thing I always found is that even though there was a lot of Manchester MCs on it, they never really messed with Oldham too much. There was a bit of a divide back then. I like to think it's all closing now. I mean, I'm getting the shout for this.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah, I've tapped him in a couple Oldham, yeah, man. Shout out Big Reaps, man.
Yeah, and there's so much talent from that place, bro. Do you know what I mean?
There's a few man that we tapped in with from Oldham. Trying to finger names, I'm shit with names.
Dungeon Town, bro. Yeah. It's for a large part of it. It's actually built on old cemeteries and graveyards.
Yeah,
yeah, man. That's why I call it the ghost town.
Yeah, but it
has that feel as well. Like if you go to Holt's Estate, it's very derelict, man. Like very, very poor, man.
Very eerie.
Very poor, bro. Like. A lot of people are on benefits. A lot of people are on benefits and still doing the thing, do you know what I mean? So they're all right, but it's very bad, man. Like, I don't want to say bad. I mean, I come from there, but I'm very proud that I do come from there and I am the person I am.
Yeah.
Because
of the environment.
It's an environment where you don't see many people go off and do other things, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They don't really elevate from fucking there.
From the estate, innit?
And you know what? Yeah. I want to pull it back here because you asked me about inspirations and that before. One of the first rappers I ever heard which really inspired me is a guy called Motley.
Motley.
If you've ever heard of Motley.
I don't think this is a pioneer for hip-hop, bro.
He was UK hip-hop. And my man's nodding in the back. I feel like he might have heard of Motley.
Yeah,
right. Stankin' Arse Records was his thing back then. But Motley actually come from a family called the Warburtons, which are a local family to us. And R.I.P. my brother Aaron, you get me. Shout out Dean, free him. Them two brothers are his cousins, you know what I mean? They're like people I used to look up to and chill with. I watched Friday for the first time with these guys, do you know what I mean? Like these are the connection and the memories I've got with these people. But Motley was actually related to these guys.
Right.
So when I've heard a rap album from this guy, I'd never seen him in the flesh. I'd just heard this rap album that my sister had shown me. He's got like a bit of a Oldham twang in his accent. Defo rapped a bit American because everyone did back then.
Yeah, that was.
You could hear he was more local. Do you know what I mean? And it really inspired me, man. I had to jump back and touch in on that. And those times I used to be on Market Street and stuff with, you know, Temps. And
what was your name back then?
Bro, I've always been Shocks, man.
Right,
I think that kind of manifested through going to the youth clubs and that. And, bro, I've always been a quiet guy, quite reserved, really. Do you know what I mean? I'm a type of person sometimes. Like, I might hold the anger in until last minute and then lose it type thing. So, man, things are going to come out like that. And, being quite reserved and then jumping on the mic and tearing it up and... You know what I mean? Like, everyone feeling it. It was like a shock to the system. I like to think that's how it manifested.
Right, yeah. I was going to say that's how it sounds.
Do you get me? It's kind of how it manifested. And brother, for a long time, I ain't been rapping, do you know what I mean? Like, that was just a little stage in school. We put the video out, and then I was still rapping for me. Like, I'd still, you know, rap for the homies, yeah, type thing. Rap right for myself. But I never put any music out here, bro, until, like, the past couple of years, really. Again, I'm sorry, man. The journey's so fucking stop-start and all over the place.
Taught you things, bro, defo.
But, yeah, so I touched on Motley. And one of the crazy things was when I did start going to Market Street, I synced with a brother who was from Oldham called D-Rider. Okay. If you've ever heard of D-Rider.
Nah, I don't think
this
so.
Guy was I'm active in the scene, this bro. Scene, he was like active this, in the Manchester scene, doing gigs, all sorts. And he kind of kept me close, you know what I mean? He really liked me rapping. I think he just wanted to make a bit of a group and stuff that. So it ended up being me, Ryder, and Striver. Ryder was like our manager, mate. He was like his own manager, really, but we was just his little teammates, you get me? And he'd be like, yo, we're performing here, we're performing there. And we'd go and do it, man.
So you'd just go and...
We performed at, like, the Zion Centre and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we did a few events, bro. We did a few events. I had no experience in performing, bro. I didn't really have the self-confidence
thrown in
to
the
perform,
deep end type thing.
But I got thrown in the deep end, and my mate, who's, you know what I mean? He's telling me that's what we're doing, so we did it. We just got up there, rapped. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Done my thing. Yeah, so when I'd never really conquered performing. Do you get me?
Right.
So then I come away from it, and now I started putting music out again, stuff like that.
You've been performing recently.
No, definitely, so, man. So, because obviously, and with now, bro, with what I'm putting out now compared to back in the day, there's substance to everything, bro. It really is therapy for me, bro. And what I'm putting out helps keep me aligned, and I know it's keeping other people aligned, because some people can't express, but they do feel how I'm feeling too. Do you get me?
Yeah, so they can relate.
They can relate, absolutely. I don't act like I'm an alien and I'm unrelatable, although I do feel very unique in terms of how I choose to make decisions and conduct myself, you know what I mean? I know to a lot of people it'd be very foreign to do that.
In terms of what, like what? Give us an example.
So in terms of health, for example, I wake up, bro, I jump in a cold shower in the morning.
Even in the winter?
Yeah, even in the winter, bro.
You mad, like, man.
Because, because I know it's good for me, bro.
Right, okay.
And I felt the benefit. You get me? And
so what is the benefit?
The benefit, brother, for me, because we can only talk personal benefit. If you want to look into, like, all the benefits listed on Google, it's going to give you a lot, bro. It's going to give you a lot of anti-aging.
Yeah.
It's good for inflammation, joint pain, all these kind of things. It's good for memory loss. It tightens your skin. There's so many benefits to a cold shower, bro. Cold water, which is free, bro. You only got to pay for heating.
Right.
You get me? And you don't even really have to pay for that, but that's another saga, and we'll get into that, you get me? Because we're being controlled, bro, so fucking much, and we've been controlled, and it's dates so fucking behind. Granddad's granddad. We're going back a long, long time, man. So it's just the way of life, and everyone accepts it's the way of life and just takes the shit because they think there's no other way out unless they make money. But nah, brother, you don't need money, man. This is what I mean. You don't need money to rebel to these things. All you need is awareness.
Yeah.
Awareness is key, man. And it's something I'm becoming more aware every day, bro.
And are you spreading, you like trying to spread awareness as well, do you feel like?
I definitely tried to spread awareness, man. I drop keywords. I mean, a lot of it will go over people's heads because, for the most part, you can't hear what you need to hear until you need to hear it.
Yeah.
Do you get me? Like, yeah. I remember in school, I used to listen to Wiley, Pick Yourself Up. Don't be lazy, wake up.
Yeah.
Make yourself move. Life is moving. But I didn't know what he was really saying, bro, because I didn't give a shit. I was moving lazy in school because I switched off about year 9. I didn't give a fuck about school, bro. I would still go.
Yeah.
But I didn't give a fuck. I would just go for the social aspect.
Yeah,
and
to see your
speak
mates.
To girls.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that was why I was in school. But yeah, my girlfriend would like that, would she? But yeah, not necessarily just to speak to girls. Yeah. Anyway.
That's why I said
just the social aspect, exactly, definitely. I just lost interest with all that. But I honestly believe that's what's made me the man today, because I wasn't able to fall into that systematic trap, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I did go to college after school. That was only because my dad pushed me to learn in a trade.
Yeah.
Do you get me? So I went and did up the...
I only did 1 year
construction,
in
the bricklaying thing for about a year.
Yeah.
That was it. Come out of that. No real desire. Just did it to make my dad happy. Yeah, man. But I think in that, not giving a shit about the system and stuff like that, I mean, it's going to have its pluses, it's going to have its negatives, do you know what I mean? But yeah, I like to think it kept me away from that systematic way of thinking.
Yeah.
So it's always very foreign to me. Like, if you know, when you hear people looking for planning permission and stuff like that on their own land, all this kind of thing, it's just never made sense to me.
Yeah.
It never made sense. Everyone, no one really, like, deeps it, questions it. They're just like, oh, no, you've got to do it because of this. And you know, do you get me? And they take that, they just eat that shit, bro, that shit they've been fed. Like, oh, yeah, it's because of that. Nah, bro.
Yeah, your tactics are different, though, innit? Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying.
I tried to be, bro. It's about freedom, brother. I mean, at the end of the day, it's no different how I'm living to Rastafarianism, bro. I mean, I'm not a Rasta, but I and I is free, my brother. You get me? Freedom, bro. It's in the core, bro. It's in the belly.
Yeah.
And you know what, bro? It dates back further because my family actually Iranian, bro. Okay. You know what I mean? I love to rep the roots. I should have brought a flag today. Yeah. You get me? I should have brought a lot of things, but it was last minute.
Yeah, man.
You get me?
Yeah, Save the day.
But yeah, my actual roots. So Iran is actually an Islamic country, but it's an Islamic country now. But if you go back,
I was
going to
say not in the 70s
of Iran, bro.
Yeah, Christian.
It's a Zoroastrian faith, bro.
Oh right, okay.
Zoroastrian faith, which is that, you know, you get me, because no one really knows about Zoroastrianism.
Yeah, I was going to say I don't know about that.
Yeah, but I'm telling you something now, brother. You look into this. Everyone who's talking about spirituality and being spiritual, this is where that comes from, bro.
That religion.
This kind of religion, bro.
Okay.
But this is how far I'm going back, because this is my roots. And when you know, Persia is like the start of whatever. But then you've got even older than that. You've got like Kemet, things like that. But I'm not going back that far. I'm going back to my thing, innit? So that's as far as I can research. And that's my soul. Yeah. And I reckon a lot of these religions are actually based off the Zoroastrian thing, which is a battle with Ahura Mazda, who is like the wise lord, you get me?
Yeah.
And it's a battle between him and the dark entities, you get me? And all this light and dark kind of thing with the heaven and the hell and the duality kind of aspects, all kind of stems from that.
Right, okay.
Do you get me? But yeah, when you tap into it more, it's a religion. The motto is good thoughts, good words, good deeds, bro.
Yeah, man. Can't go wrong with that.
How can you go wrong with that?
Yeah.
How can you go wrong with that? And it's an individualistic religion, my brother. There's been temples made and stuff like that. Basically, you worship how you want to worship, innit?
Right, so if I don't feel like going to church is worshipping, I don't.
No, you worship how you want to worship, bro. Okay. At the end of the day, you keep those morals in mind and you live those out, you get me? You try to keep some integrity about yourself.
Try to treat
people with respect. Yeah, man, try not to speak ill of others. You get me? Like certain things which all lead back to, you know, the modern day spirituality. A lot of people say I'm spiritual. It's like, what is that really? Do you know what I mean? It's a touchy one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some people might say, mocking you, oh, you're spiritual. It's like, even down to these crystals, brother, yeah? People see me with these on, they're like,
I was chatting.
Why don't you get the crystals on, calm stuff.
What? So what are they? Break them down to me, because I had Via on last week.
These are all different types of rocks, bro. Yeah. These are all different types of rocks, and they all have their own.
You have to cleanse them, innit? See, I'm tapped in a little bit, because Via school me, shout out Via, man.
For sure you can cleanse your crystals, man, when you first get them. It's nice to cleanse them.
Yeah, and then you set your intention. Yeah, see, I'm on this thing.
But they do hold energy anyway, these kind of things.
Different ones is different energies.
This is going to put me on a frequency amethyst, brother. It's going to put me on like a frequency to receive, you get me? So like I'm open to receive all these beautiful things. So when people talk about luck, it's not so much being lucky. I've opened myself up to a frequency now to receive these kind of things I'm asking for, whatever that may be.
So
maybe lucky, you get me? I mean, I've woke up this morning.
What's it like wrapped in? Is it copper?
This is copper, bro. Copper Lion. Yeah. Copper Lion Creations on Instagram.
We'll put the Instagram up on the screen. Yeah, you get me.
Shout him out, man. I love this brother, man. He's made me some very special.
Why copper, bro? I don't know anything about it.
Again, it has medicinal properties, man. The copper. It's good to you. It's another mineral that is actually in us anyway. But if you maybe your granddad or your granddad's granddad, you look, they have these old school copper bands.
It's good
for the blood, man, and the circulation, and all these kind of things. So it has a lot of benefits wearing copper. Also wearing gold and silver, these kind of things, they all have good properties, do you know what I mean?
So what else is there?
Going back to the stones here, we've got some shungite.
Shungite.
Shout out my missus for that one. She got me a piece of shungite. You know what I mean? The copper lion wrapped it for me.
What does that one do?
But this protects us from like the EMF signals or the 5G, you know, all that kind of fuckery.
Yeah.
Shungite is also a very powerful crystal, bro. It purifies water.
Right. Yeah. What, so
you could have a few of them, fill up, put them in a tank, fill up with water, leave it for a few days. It's going to be clean, bro. Yeah, man. Shungite, bro.
You could get like water from like a lake that's obviously dirty or something, or the canal.
Yeah, but you know what? The lake water probably cleaner than the shit in the tap, bro.
Yeah,
if I'm being real,
why I stopped myself.
We are very like conditioned to like think like, oh, you can't drink that because it's just the way they make us feel. But bro, I've drank water out of a running spring wherever I see it.
Yeah,
and it's fine.
Yeah,
it's good.
So yeah, go back to this with the water then. So you can just...
So yeah, shungite. Sorry, look into the shungite. Yeah, look into the shungite, guys. The shungite. Also, at the start of the fuckery period, you know, that we've been going through.
I try
not to say the C word as much as possible.
I know, but
the price of shungite went up, you know. The price of shungite went up, man. It's quite expensive at the minute. But yeah, I'm a look to get some more. And this one here, brother, it's a very nice stone. I just like looking at this.
Yeah. What is that, the same one?
They call this one here the Philosopher's Stone, bro.
What, like Harry Potter?
Stone, absolutely. And this is supposed to, you know, protect from like the evil eye and all these kind of things.
Yeah, man.
You know, but if we're being real, bro, I don't need these to be protected, you get me? My aura's strong and I stay protected, you get me?
Yeah, man. Now, I'm just interested because last week
we had the spoken word is very powerful, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Nah, I'm with you on
that. So when you rise in the morning, everything that comes out of your mouth, bro, words are portals, bro. Do you get me?
Yeah.
And they will open up for you whatever you really want. I mean, if you want to talk foul and shit and negative all the time, and you're probably going to be having a negative existence, you get me? And if you want to speak life to things and manifest things.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk them into existence.
Law of attraction and all that.
Yeah, man. The law of action too, bro, because there's so many laws. Do you get me? Like, you can talk about these things all you want, but are you taking steps towards them as well?
You're not going to attract it, are you?
Do you get me?
Yeah,
are you taking steps? Like, yeah, you're training so you want to be fit, but are you eating right? Are you getting your rest? Do you get me? Like, there's so many things, man. You have to get in balance with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. And coming back to Shoko, bro, synergize, harmonious to optimize and kill oppression. You get me? That was something from the name Shocks. It was like, okay, I'm going to put music out again now. People need to take me serious, bro. Can't just be called Shocks. It's like, what Shocks? A fucking pair of Nike trainers.
Yeah, I was going to say,
like,
trainers,
this guy,
bro. Shocks, innit?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, on paper, you'd look at it, you might still think, Shock, or what does that mean, or whatever, do you know what I mean? But I like to put the dots in there, so it's like, yeah, man, there's more to this, bro.
When I asked you about the dots, and you said, because it stands for something, and then you told me, but the dots made me go, that looks like it stands for something.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah.
And that's the branding more than everything. It's not just the name. I mean, I am me in it. It's what I do. It's all part of everything, man, from the training, the good eats.
Yeah.
So it's not, there's no gimmick, bro. That's why I don't care. Yeah, I put music out there now, like, I don't care, innit? It's like, before I might have used to care, then there's probably a big patch of me not putting music out, even though I rapped, because I was too worried about what people might have thought of me.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't always have the new trainers, bro. I don't always have, because it's not in my kind of forefront of my mind, bro. Long as I look fresh and I'm not really thinking about getting a new pair of crepes every month and you know, all these kind of things. Or I love wearing my crystals now, bro, you get me, because it just sets man apart and you don't really see man rocking these things and they know it's different from the off.
Yeah,
and
that's why, you know, I asked you about it, because
they also
it looks
have benefits, so I love wearing this, but I'm never trying to, like, you know, rock chains and shit like that to show off, nothing.
Yeah, man,
I've just felt different, bro, for a long time, you get me? And I know I'm different now. That's like feeling different and knowing you're different is two different things, you get me?
Again,
comes back to awareness, having awareness of myself, being confident in the message, and knowing it's from a place of good intention, you get me?
Yeah.
And shelling them down, man, and it's received how it's received. And
like I say, obviously, I'm tapped in with you and you do live... everything you've just touched on, then you do live by that, innit? Like, you are training. Like, I see you doing the burpees thing. I see you doing the burpees and that, and whatever else you're doing. You're doing pull-ups in the park. He's on a mad one training-wise.
Your favourite rapper couldn't do 100 press-ups, but he's weak.
and then you're doing it. Obviously, you have the good eats and that. You're eating well. You've got the crystals and that. You're bringing in good energies and all that. Do you know what I mean? You've got the allotment as well, which...
Yeah,
yo, I'm going to do it now. Shandy, you get allotment. Me? First one to bring me a gift, you know, and he brought what is it, a plum in it?
Plum from the tree, bro. It's just started fruiting.
Yeah, I'm gonna whack
it. Maybe hit the purple side.
This side,
I didn't realize that side's looking a bit green, but it should be all right, it should be blessed straight off the tree.
Not gonna make me ill. Nah, I'm joking.
It's good for you, good for your soul. Cleanse your full soul, that brother.
Yo, some ASMR for you lot.
Juicy.
Yo, this is Lang. We might have to cut a set. Let me eat this. This is Lang. Anyway, I'll ask you a question. You can talk and I can eat this, yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
So, obviously, the training and the eating and everything, but before this, you did use the box as well, innit? Or I don't know if you did them at the same time, but you used the box as well. Talk to us about the boxing,
bro. Yeah, man. I mean, boxing's
that's interesting,
big,
man.
Big part of my life, bro. My dad was a fighter, you get me? Shout out Pops. My dad came to the country at 16, you get me, with like 1-2 words of English. Mm-hmm. Lived in a place called Plymouth.
Where's he from originally? You said he came to this country?
Iran, bro.
Iran. Sorry, yeah, you said that before. Apologies.
MIS, Masjid Soleimun, Ahwaz, Khuzestan province. My granddad sent my pops here to kind of like learn English and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think my pops kind of went his own route. Ended up, there was a big Iranian community in Plymouth and stuff. So, you know, he was chilling and doing his thing. I think he got to about 19 and he did a year amateur.
Right.
And then, he just went pro and started making a bit
well
of money.
As amateur,
and he just did a season, bro, for experience. I mean, do you know what I mean? Like, it would have literally been put him in, get him a bit of experience so we can get him on the road fighting.
That plum was lame.
Because my pops was one of them. It wasn't like a prospect, bro. He's the guy who got sent away, you know, to go on the road, go fight my man. Pops was just getting paid to fight people, man.
Easy money,
bro. You know what I mean?
Boxing, man, innit?
Inherited that mentality, bro. You get me? It kind of stemmed from there. I mean, I never saw my dad fight. I never saw him box. I don't want to say I never saw my dad fight. That's in too much of that, but I never saw him box.
Yeah.
But a lot of people in my area knew he boxed. And they used to always tell me, oh, your dad's a boxer. And I had pictures and trophies that I used to, you know, keep in my room and stuff. And to me, my dad was Muhammad Ali, bro.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I can remember I got to high school, bro, and I had a fight with this kid. And he's in my form. He's a muppet, bro. He's an annoying guy. Yeah, he's one of them annoying guys. I'm whacking him, bro, and
I
couldn't hit him correctly. If that's what I remember, like, I wasn't hitting him correctly. I was hitting him, but it wasn't correct, bro. Like, I couldn't put him out.
Right, okay.
So when he's still chatting shit after it, I remember it, yeah? And then it must have been like the next day, good friend of mine, Mike Chalmers, I shout him out. Yeah, I've not seen him in years. Hope he's well. You get me? He'd started boxing at this gym, Ashton Albion. It's like, yeah, I want to go there. My dad was a boxer, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so.
And then I must have blagged my dad. My dad didn't really want me. Then my dad tried to keep me away from fighting and all that, worked good. But yeah, it's like I blagged him to take me there now. And bro, once I learned to turn the shot over, my God, that was it. Every single day, bro. It was like, I remember that summer that I'd learned to box, bro. Anyone coming knocked on for me. There's a big car park next to my house, you get me? And the gloves are out. And it's like, that's what we're doing, innit? Sparring. Yeah. To get me, whether it was one-handed spars, two-handed spars.
Yeah, because you only got one glove.
Yeah, we were sparring, bro. We were sparring. Few of my friends.
Keith's laughing. We've
few of my
there,
friends
it?
Got the nose popped.
Yeah,
you get
me and him used to be on that. You know, we used to punch each other up in the garden. My mum used to come out and go, you used to be fucking mad. Battering each other, G.
But yeah, I just loved it, man. And that was that, man. Like, just learning, doing the boxing thing for a while.
You've had fights in that, though, innit?
Oh, plenty of fights, bro. We're going right back to the start here, man. Yeah. This is like we're taking.
When was your last fight? When was the last time you had a fight?
Just being a kid, bro.
Not a professional
fight. Yeah, a couple of years ago now, brother.
Yeah.
219. I did a few, and then started 220. I went traveling with my missus, and it was when I come back from there. You know, the whole fucking Rona period kind of kicked off.
Yeah.
And everything got stopped. I remember I had a fight booked in because we finished our travels. on a training camp because I was prepping, getting ready for when I'm back so I could make the bag, you get me, as soon as I got back. Coming back from travelling, a bit skint, you get me.
Because weren't you helping someone out in Cardiff? I seen you down in Cardiff sparring with someone or something like that.
You might see me. So when I was in Thailand.
Eyes everywhere, G.
I feel like I've jumped all over with the message here because I've touched in on the start of the amateurs and being a kid, in fact, but I've not got into the pros or anything. Do you know what I mean? But boxing, we'll just leave it as boxing's been a big part of my life. But, and later on, I've ended up fighting on the road, a bit like my old man.
I was going to say it sounds similar.
And taking fights, basically, and using my skills, bro, for money. Do you get me? So I can live and have an existence and pay for things.
And travel and...
And live a lifestyle that I wanted to do, bro, because I've exactly like you just said, travel, because I've always wanted to see different sites, bro.
Do you know what I mean?
And one goal of mine, I always wanted to travel and get paid, and I did pull that off, bro. I got a fight in Spain.
Congratulations, bro.
Yeah, and I went and I done my thing, bro. Didn't get the decision. I definitely won, bro. He was shit. He's an old man, bro. Yeah. Jose Del Rio. Shout him out, though. He actually got a fight and got stopped in the first round. It goes to show how... where he was at, but I beat him, bro, on points, but I was never getting a decision in Spain. But it was all good, man. Like, I got to go out there, got paid in euros, you get me? Me and my girl went to Portugal the week after. We was lit, bro, do you know what I mean? Like, boxing, I've had some great experiences, bro, but I've also had some bad experiences, you get me, where I've come out of there and I've just thought, like, yo, what am I doing? What am I doing? Like, is it really worth that?
What, because the money's been shit or...
Nah, the money's been fucking good, bro, but like...
Well, what makes you come out of it and think, is it worth it then?
As a journeyman fighter, bro, check. So me telling you now I'm a pro boxer, for someone who's not really involved in the sport, that sounds glamorous, bro. That sounds like, rah, my man's a pro. Sounds like someone that holds a bit of weight. But then say you know about the scene now and you know that these journeyman guys are supposed to lose and stuff like that, you now have a different...
A
different opinion, a different, you know what I mean, as a lot of the prospects kind of do. They might not rate them. They might. Basically, bro, if you're a promoter doing the show, and a lot of these promoters, there is some good promoters out there. I don't want to slate everyone in boxing, but they're treating you like the bottom of the food chain, bro.
Right, okay.
So I'm going to give you one little instance. I remember we got to Wembley,
Fought at Wembley?
I got in there. I stepped on the scales. My opponent... So we got there late because something had happened with my manager. It was things that was out of my hands, And it wasn't my fault we were late, but it was out of my hands completely with who was taking me there and all that. So anyway, we get to Wembley, bro. Say I'm supposed to be fighting at 4:30 because this was supposed to be on the Billy Joe Saunders card. I can't remember who was fighting, but the fight ended up getting cancelled, but the show still went ahead. There was a different main event. But I was on, like, as the doors was just opening type thing. First you get me? Fight. It was just a four-rounder. The guy's name, James something. Forget his guy's name now, but he was in a very good fight the last time I watched him fight. So I know I can do my thing. But anyway, I've got there 4:00. Bro, I've come into the fucking thing to weigh in. My guy's got sweat on. He's ready, bro. He's ready to go in already. Yeah? Walking, I was looking at my man, I was thinking, you know what, I play a bit of finger, I was go over, I shake his hand, you get me? Step on the scale. Weight's fine, you get me? Their guys are over that. I was a pound under, bro, I remember. And I've not ate at this point, bro. Because with boxing, you don't eat, bro, on the day of the weighing, bro, until you fucking weighed in. Because they might start trying to take coin off you and stuff like that. You've got to make the weight, innit?
I'm with you.
You know, I've made the weight, bro. You're running 20 minutes. I'm like, yo, to my manager, what do you mean I'm not going on fucking 20 minutes, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, then I'm just like not trying to like, it was mad because I was pissed off at the guys who'd brought me down as well. But I just like, I didn't give a fuck anymore. I just like zoned out in it. Part of me accepted already I was on in 20 minutes. Although there was a slight objection for a split, I just kind of already accepted it. I just thought, fuck these guys anyway. Next thing you know, I'm getting my wraps on, bro. I remember by the time my two wraps was on, I've drank a protein shake with my oats and all that in it, you get me? As my fit, so that's my fuel now. Boom, jump up, boom, boom, hit the pads, 1-2. Might have threw a jab, might have threw another jab. Omide, ready to go. Bro, that's how warm I was, you get me? Yeah. So like, I'm just going, I'm still stretching. I remember my coach at the time says to me, you know, just take the first round off, man, just move around. And I did exactly that.
So you took the first round as
your
warm-up?
Yeah, just exactly that. But because I kind of did, it really helped me, man. It really helped. And I just, like, I moved. The kid was, like, struggling with me. Couldn't really catch me. I realised I've got a bit too much experience with this brother.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I used that to my advantage.
Did you beat him, yeah?
No, I didn't beat him, bro. I lost by, like, a couple. Basically, I got a point on the scorecards. So that's good. You get me? It was right. Only a four-rounder. I danced around this kid. I think I got a little cut in the third. Which I honestly believe, just think I was too dry. I'd not had enough hydration and stuff, because I'd never had a cut in my life.
Right, okay.
And I got this like little cut off a jab here, bro, under my mad. But I remember because of that, I got like the 30-day suspension. It might have been a bit longer with a cut. So, yeah, so like...
A medical suspension,
so I couldn't have the fight the week after, and I had a few lined up, bro. I was already counting them chickens, you know, in my
right,
head.
Right, yeah,
do you
yeah,
get
yeah.
me? Because you could have a good run in the boxing, bro. So, yeah, that one kind of fell through. Next thing you know, bro, like I say, I've got to Wembley at 4. I'm in the ring for 4:30. I've had the fight, all of that. Bro, by 5 o'clock, yeah, no later than 5:30. It was definitely before that. We're back in the car going home, bro, yeah? And I just feeling used, looking at myself, yeah, with a cut on my face, and then looking at the pay packet, thinking, is that worth it, bro?
Yeah.
So there's a little
because
example.
Because that cut has a knock-on effect.
The cut had a knock-on effect, and... just the vibration and the way you're treated. Just the way you're treated. Imagine someone coming to you telling you, like, you're on a 20-minute when they know you just come through the door. Like, rude, bro.
Yeah.
Rude. And there was another thing when I did make that objection where it was like, oh, you no fight, no, you don't get paid. So obviously I'm going to go and do my thing. We just come to it. What am I going to say? Or,
go all the way back home without no money.
Do you get me? Yeah, what have we just come here for?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And you weighed in as well.
There's a little example, bro, how the road can be fuckery, man. Yeah, shout out my road warriors, you get me? Doing what they've got to do. Do you know what I mean? Because. For me, going on the road, yeah, it was very, it smashes your ego, bro. Smashes your ego.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're now fighting in a losing corner, bro.
Right.
But for me, brother, I could have been losing so much more if I didn't do that, bro. I could have been losing. I started backtracking to doing some mad, mad things and desperate things, and I wasn't aligned in the guy you see in every, do you know what I mean? So
right,
everything
yeah.
leads to everything, bro. And I give thanks for the journey, man. It's been beautiful. Man. You
sounds
get me?
Like I'm gonna have
and
to
I got so
in.
Much more to go through, bro. Yeah. Like, it's literally the start. But yeah, man. It's nice to be here now, releasing music and living my truth, because I honestly feel like I am, bro.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
So sticking with the music and that then, who are you feeling in the Manchester scene? Obviously, I know you've worked with like Picasso. Shout out Picasso. That's my guy, man.
Picasso, man.
Every time. And you've linked
shout
with
out Sleeps. You get Sleeps, me? Sleeps is my first proper introduction to fucking with guys outside of anyone who I knew. Do you know what I mean? Like going to a studio.
You couldn't have picked anyone better, in my opinion.
Do you know what, bro? Just through experiences I had with Sleeps, I remember I met him once at 24K Studio. I must have gone there with my brother KTS, you get me, shout out KTS.
Yeah, the visuals, KTS in it. Yeah,
he must have gone there to do a visual for Sleeps. I didn't know who Sleeps was at this time. But it was a nice studio session that they had there, a good conversation. Like, I realised these guys are proper guys. They're not like, do you know what I mean? They were proper people. And I like the music. I think, who else was there? Hamdi was there. Toby.
Yeah, Toby Samula, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I remember they were playing some tunes. I was like, wow, these tunes are like...
Yeah,
it's not your standard money music. Do you know what I mean? It was different, so yeah.
HMD and Toby, them man are different.
And just the conversation, just that night, like, obviously I had a good first meet kind of with them. And then I must have saw Sleeps and Crossing a few times, or he might have liked my shit on social. So that connection was kind of there, you know what I
right,
mean?
Right, yeah.
He always kept it blessed, like, held me up when I seen him, even though I don't know. Do you know what I mean? One of them, man. So I always respect that, bro. Do you know what I mean?
So that's what made you go and...
Yeah, also on top of it, I've heard his shit and it's fire, bro. Like, do you know what I mean? Fire,
that goes bro. Like, saying,
yeah, exactly, man. So yeah, naturally, when I was going to put myself out there, I thought, you know what, man, let's do it, man. Let's book a session.
Yeah. And, have you got any music?
We made the new Earth Order, man.
I was gonna say I knew one of them was with Sleeps. I know, because I get confused because he produces so much.
Also, we made the tune with Sleeps is actually World War III.
Yes, is that the one where he's featured on?
And then the
new Earth Order, that one he produced.
Yeah, he produced the full tape, bro. The You Should Think tape, which is out there now. If you're listening,
We'll pop it up now, and the link will be below.
And You Should Think, innit?
Yeah.
You get me? You Should Think, you get me?
So Picasso's on the title track, and he's on that, he's as the feature.
Yeah, so like through going to Sleeps, his man, like, he told me, Shocks, like, do some collaborations, you know what I mean? Like, it'd be good for you. He put me onto a few people that record out of the I think Picasso had the 11:30 tune out. Yeah. I was feeling him, you know what I mean? And it's far right, you know what I mean? I can't remember if he hit me up or whatever it was. We've been talking for a while now. I can't remember who initially hit me up. Yeah. But we had this idea for doing a track. He might have sent me a couple beats, just never really added up. And then I just wrote something one day and I thought, this is fucking powerful.
Yeah, this is
very powerful. I thought it could hit harder with a feature.
So did you write that before you shouted him? Because you got a bar at the start where you say something like paint art like Picasso. And then obviously Picasso's on the tune, innit? So did you write that bar before you got
check
him on?
Check this.
Because that's mad if you
do you know what it was?
That's mad.
Do you know what it was? I hit him with, from the north, like the Starks, town's hottest, got a chat, paint words like Picasso, this art. That come out, I hit him up.
Right.
I literally hit him up 3 lines in, you're right. I didn't write the chat. I was 3 lines in and I sent it him, and the beat was like something, some young kid had probably made his first beat. I don't know what it was. Things with me, yeah, and productions and stuff like that, I only has to have a nice sound to it, yeah, and I could end up writing a full track.
Okay.
Like, if it just has a certain melody or something I like, I can write to that. But I knew Sleeves wouldn't like this beat, and I knew it wasn't a good enough beat to kind of do the track on.
Right.
But I took it to Sleeves as like a guideline, and he just come back with a madness, bro. Like, it was fire, bro.
Honestly, he's a wizard, him, bro.
And even in that session, bro, I actually linked up with Rago, you get me? Because me and Rago, we're set to do something, you get me? We've got a little thing, bro. We're gonna definitely get
Rags,
some music,
man. The woke loke.
You get me? The woke loke. Every time, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Proper guy, man. My man held me up the same way. Like, one of the first guys to shout me out. You know, like, only on the fucking Insta or whatever, but it's a big
That's
thing.
That's how
you know
I come
mean?
Across you, innit?
Right, okay.
We've had this conversation, innit, once before, but yeah, you was on Rago Loco, does his lives every now and again, anyway.
Right.
Goes on. Sometimes he'll just play tunes, sometimes he'll run joke. Chatting music, whatever. And I just jumped in one day and you was on there with him on the split screen already. I'm like, who's this guy? Like, I don't know this guy. And then you was talking and you said something like, you was on about like being ready and that. And you was like, you said this thing in it about, I'd rather be a warrior in the garden than a gardener in a war, innit? And mum was like, yo, who's this guy?
Shout out
like,
Bruce, you get me? Bruce Lee, still.
He was dropping gems and that. I was like, rah. So
yeah, man.
Obviously, then I tapped in, seen you one, two bits of music, and then we followed you from there. And then obviously,
You've been
on the journey since then, but that's how I first come across you, through Rags. So that's isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Dig up Rags again. Again, another artist who'd heard of me through Sleepses. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, I'm not like too much in a rush to work with too many people. I mean, I have got a couple tunes that might be coming, bro.
Until
something's down, I don't want to compromise this one, bro. I'm praying on this one, bro.
Okay.
And you're gonna love it when it comes. But shout out Francesco. If you know, Francesco, she's cold. I've got a couple little things of her that will be coming soon. Looking forward to hopefully making some more music with her. I think she's really talented.
I agree, man. She's cold.
Great energy. She needs to be on air, bro.
Yeah.
If I'm being real.
Yo, if you're watching.
Shout out Francesco.
I'm trying to get more female
I'm
artists.
I'm going to plug you with
Walsh. Yeah. I've been trying to get...
good people, man.
Yeah, I'm
come
telling
on
you,
and do your thing,
on.
You know what I mean? Because, yo, Fran lit. Fran is lit.
Yeah. We are aware of her, like, but yeah, we are trying to get more female artists on. We want to, because obviously when you look at it, it's just man them heavy, innit? And we're not that.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Yeah,
it's just a bit harder. Like, when I have tried to get girls on in the past and cancels or things come up and it's life, innit? So
yeah, man.
We'll try and make
that work. I think if you shout her, she's proper, man. She comes to the defo.
Yeah,
she came studio one day. I don't even say studio. She came to my house. We had a session there. I had my producer, Danny Boy, there. Shout out Danny Boy. And she just blew us all the way, mate. Like, she just literally hummed over like a song of mine. It was beautiful, bro. Like, she's so cold.
Yeah.
A lot more to come from her and her artist development. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
I also want to shout out, again, just touching it briefly, Danny Boy, man, and a brother called Sam Parker, who's a hidden gem from Manchester, man.
What are these
like,
man
I'm,
producers?
I'm even shouting him out. Sam Parker's an all-round musician, bro. He's a guy that... You put him in a studio, bro, he's gonna add some serious flavor to the session. Great lyricist, great guitar player. Again, Manchester's hidden gem, bro, because if I don't know, it's like this guy is cold, bro. And he's working on his own little project, and I'm hoping that's gonna manifest soon. We've got some crazy tracks ourselves. All on like live instruments, bro. Like,
I know you're big into that, innit? I know
Yeah, and they'll be out, bro. I'm absolutely gutted they're not ready right now.
Yeah, I can see the twinkle in your eye.
It's different, man. It hits different. Big up Sam Parker. Shout out Danny Boy, you get me? We've got some things coming. Those guys actually played a big part in me putting music out again. I remember in 2019, I was running a boxing gym. My friend's MMA gym, I was doing a boxing class out of the MMA gym.
Okay.
So it was at this kind of period. I think it was 2019. I kind of stopped boxing then, if I'm being honest. In terms of the fighting on the road and that, I was doing my boxing classes.
Yeah.
And this brother, Danny Boy's, hit me up. And he's someone who I've knew for years. Like, we might have played football when I was like 15 or something. And I did know he made beats, but I can remember like a few years back saying, yo, this is my email, send me something. And he never sent me nothing. Right, okay. Right? Anyway, I must have come back from doing a session one time and the guy sent me a tune. I must have sent him my number, whatever. He sent me a tune and said, would you put a verse on this? And I've heard Sam Parker on the tune. You get me? And I was like, wow, this guy is fucking cold, bro. This guy's like different level. Who do you remind me of, man? I forget these guys' names who were in the scene. Play guitar and stuff. Oh, sorry, brother. I'm losing a comparison now. Yeah, I don't need to compare him to anyone anyway. Yeah, bro, he's unique. Yeah. Yeah, I heard him. I thought, yo, this is different gravy. Something I could fuck with. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even the beat and just the lyrics. I thought, right, need to meet this guy. Boom, boom. We ended up doing a little session, and we cooked up a few tunes. We made the Saturn tune. I don't know if you ever heard that. It was the first tune I got played on radio. Shout out Kennedy Taylor. She gave me my first radio play.
Yeah, man.
And what's the radio station called now?
Is that a London one?
I think it may be, bro.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I do know.
But shout her out, man. She gave me my first radio play. The Saturn track. If you've not heard it, bro.
I need to listen. Do you know what?
It's one of them. Bro, Sam Parker's on it.
I'll put the link below.
He made Code of Honor, basically, bro. We've done a few things, you get me? And those tunes with Sam on Code of Honor, the first one.
Yeah.
Definitely pieced the project together and made it a great body of work that it is. Yeah. Shout out my brother, actually, A1, another brother from my area who's very, very talented, and there's a lot to come from him. He's not put anything out there yet apart from the tune with me. He's on the Mojo tune.
Okay. The guy
on Last with the witty bars.
Right. Okay. This
guy is very, very talented, bro, and he's been working on his craft. You get me? He's making his own beats and stuff now. So I think he's not put anything out until he's ready and self-sufficient, which is very good. But I have to big him up, because if it wasn't for meeting my man, I probably wouldn't be as active as I am now. It really got me on it. It got my, basically, until you have a mixtape out, bro, what are you doing? Really, yeah. Who are you? You've just got an odd track, you get me? Like, as an artist, for people to take you serious, yeah? Or even to listen and connect with you, you need a body of work.
You need more than one or two songs.
You need a body of work. Like, people, like, because in that body of work, it's like you're trying to get a message across. You know, you can do that in a track, fair enough, but like, it's only so many times someone's going to play the one track.
The one track, yeah.
But when you hear the body of work and the piece, and they get to know a bit more about you, and that's what I feel is good about my music, and I think why people do connect with it, because it's stories, isn't it? It's stories and trials and tribulations. And
yeah,
honestly, if you listen to Code of Honor 1, yeah, but there is a lot of pain in there, bro. And with my development and my elevation and stuff like that, I'm a lot more conscious now to be... I still am very open in my music, because I'm just an open person, bro. I'm like that, innit? It is what it is, man. You get what you get, type thing. But I'm a lot more conscious now of the words I write on paper, bro, because, yo, man, again, the power of the word, bro.
Yeah.
And what we talk into existence is very, very powerful. And what better way to manifest than singing your own song, bro?
Yeah.
So I got peace in mind. Yeah, that gives me peace of mind. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. You get me?
Yeah,
I started chanting the mantras and the music, bro.
Yeah.
And everything's aligning nice, man. We are, you get me?
Yeah, I love that, bro. Yeah, man. I love that. I'm big on like law of attraction and that, so I rate that. So obviously, keeping on You Should Think, obviously we was running your tunes as you got here before. Mm-hmm. And I believe it was New Earth Order that was playing. You said this was your favourite song of yours.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
New Earth, fam. Yeah. And I have to remind people daily, bro, I'm in the New Earth.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, explain that. Yeah, what does that mean?
Basically, to me, it's like certain things don't exist in my world, bro. A lot of fuckery that everyone's dealing with and trapped in, you know, restrictions. And you can't do that, it's against the law and all that. None of that exists in my world, bro, in the new earth here, bro. It's a free world, you get me? And yeah, man. Sorry, I'm making a meal of elaborating on this.
No, no, don't worry.
Basically, you know, a lot of people love to tell me, like, oh, I've got COVID, I've got a thing. Bro, in my world, that whole word and that thing doesn't exist, bro. Yeah. Like, which people can't comprehend with that. It's like, what do you mean it doesn't exist? Getting angry at me and that. Getting angry at me, like, bro, it doesn't exist. I've never had nothing. No one around me has had, in my direct family has had nothing. We don't believe in it, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you telling me? You want me to take on this word and make it into my reality and speak this word? It's not in my reality, bro. I'm in the new earth, you get me?
Yeah.
So remind them quick, this shit doesn't exist there, bro. So fuck it off. Quickly, nip it in the bud, bro. You have what you want. We'll tell you, don't talk to me about it, bro. Don't really.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to, you say what you want. I'm not going to respond to it. I don't want to talk any more on it. It's like, I'm not giving life to it, bro.
Yeah,
you feeling me?
Yeah.
In the new earth, we do not give life to fuckery.
Yeah,
you get me? We don't, man. Run it down, man. Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck I hear that. So,
but yeah, a lot of people can't really comprehend it, and probably even now, even the way I've probably explained it, it's probably a bit outlandish, a bit mad, or like, yeah, this guy don't really know what he's going on about. But you know what, bro? Not all things can be explained with words. It's a feeling, bro.
Yeah.
And my music's full of it, bro.
Yeah.
Go and listen, man. See what you feel. If you feel nothing, it's not for you, innit?
Yeah.
If you do, you know what it was.
Yeah.
You get me? You Definitely. Tap in and maybe dwell on that, sit and think about that a bit more as to what it was you was feeling and why you was feeling that.
Yeah.
And I guarantee it's going to lead you to a good place, man. Yeah,
man.
That's the products, you get me? At God Eats MC.
That's what I'm saying, man. I need to tap in with this God Eats. Speaking of Shine, bro, Shine My Light as well.
Yeah,
that's on the tape. That also come out as a single, man.
Shout out to you, man, bro. Yeah. We made that. Ah, bro, that was like the second tune we made. So we went there, we made the new Earth Order.
Yeah.
Secondly, we made Shine My Light. And it was like, bro, these two tunes are crazy, man.
Yeah, and they're both on the tape as well, innit?
Yeah, they're both on the tape, man. Everything. There's a few tunes that we made that never ended up making it. A couple of things that was unfinished. A couple of features I was supposed to get with people that never really ended up manifesting. A lot probably maybe due to me. Yeah, man, just not, I don't know, man. Sometimes I have ideas and my mind changes. So yeah, if you've been caught in that web, I do apologise. But I like to think I always look after everyone, man. If anyone's ever gave me their time, I've definitely rewarded them with something to, you know, make them feel at even and not really hold any hate towards me. So if anyone is out there hating or putting anything towards me, man, good luck in it.
Yeah, man. So obviously as well, God Save My G's.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about that one before we move on. Cause
so, fam, like, I just dropped the project, yeah.
And yeah, I was going to say, it was quite close.
It was quite close.
Yeah,
I remember getting a call of sleeps, man. And
you know you're in trouble when that rings, innit?
I think it was a voice note. It was a voice note. Yeah,
okay.
A voice note. My mum was away. He's hit me with a voice note like, bro, don't sleep on your shit, man. Your ting's
let
hard,
it breathe,
you know what I mean?
Like, let it breathe.
Promote your ting. It's like, I said, bro, I must be me. You get me? I just moved house. I'd moved to a new area, and it's quite, we'll go with patriotic, bro. Everyone's a good citizen, you get me? And everyone's promoting the fucking Queen's Jubilee, bro. And I'm just thinking, has the world gone mad, bro?
Yeah, like, it's all mad. Cause
have you seen what's going on and what they're doing to people? And then they're like, you know, they always love to talk about, I don't know how it surfaces, but how much things cost always comes out, whether it's someone boxing, like, oh, they're getting paid, blah, 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 or 100 million.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, it surfaced as to like how much tax or whatever is being paid for this. And like, no one's really batting eyelids and that. And, you know, they're going out and getting pissed. And yeah, man, God
save
my G's.
You know what it is? It's a bank holiday. Gasses everyone.
That's what it is, bro.
Yeah,
all these kind of things, man. But yeah, in terms of these kind of like, what makes these people royal, bro? Do you know what I mean? Like, who decided at what period in time that these guys run the world? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it had
I'm
to
with
be
you,
some
bro.
higher fucking power putting them there.
Mm.
And it had to stem from oppression, basically. It all stemmed from oppression, bro. And we kill oppression here, you get me?
Yeah.
So yeah, fuck
KO.
That shit. I'm anti
KO
all of that, man. I'm pro-life, innit? Fuck the anti. I'm not anti-nothing, man. I'm pro-life.
But yeah, go run up God Save My G's,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely.
We'll put the link below the artwork.
Yeah,
sick as well. I'll pop the artwork up now and
yeah,
have a laugh at
myself.
That. Yeah, did you?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Cold.
You know what? I'm going to get tattooed on me too, bro. But you know what? My G's are actually the animals, bro. When I talk about God save my G's, really, I'm tapping into the animals, you get me? Because man, plant-based out here, brother. I'm not like on this complete vegan diet. I understand, like, I eat eggs, all these kind of things, and it may vary. I might eat a fish now and again, do you know what I mean? I'm not too hypocritical towards people, like, if they do eat these kind of things, but I think the mass production of meat, yeah, and the way these animals are being slaughtered and killed and stuff like that, I think it's disgusting, bro.
Yeah,
I don't
think
we should be putting this shit in our body, bro. And I think if you was to watch it all being made and stuff like that, and it was all out in the open, bro,
no one would, innit?
It's just having the time, bro, and the eagerness to actually, like, learn about different foods, bro, and different things to eat and different ways to cook than the standard programming that you've dragged yourself up with.
Yeah, or grow your own things like yourself.
Trying, bro, you get me? I'm getting there. Nah, we're doing it now, bro.
Nah, you're not getting us out of plum, are you?
But the tree did its own thing. We got there, the plot of land. The tree's already doing its own thing, so I can't claim credit for them. But I've got some courgettes in the fridge, some kale, some chard. What else we got there? Potatoes, bro.
I seen your potatoes the other day, actually.
This is what I mean, from when you're making potatoes, bro.
The ones you've grown. The ones you've grown, innit?
Absolutely. It's beautiful, man. Self-sufficiency is important, innit? And I think also in the whole fucking, you know, we call it Rona period or whatever, and that happening, learning, like, yo, this government, man, they control food, innit? So, like, any time they can just starve us out.
You need
to know how to grow your own food, bro. Like, that's, like, 101.
Bro,
if you can't grow your own food, what the fuck are you going to do? So, yeah, man. I remember I bought a tent, like a foraging book. Went camping in November, me and my girl, bro.
You're mad, man.
In November, bro, because I'd never camped in the cold. I'm like, yo, how do we know if we can survive in the cold? Do you know what I mean?
I hear you, though.
She's crazy as well, so she's like, yo, we'll do it, we'll do it. Do you know what I mean? It's freezing.
Yeah.
We did it, though. We had a little fire going.
Yeah.
And bro, under the fire, it was beautiful. The only thing that killed it rained that night.
So
because it was raining, we didn't really have too much shelter. We was under a bit of a tree. We didn't have too much shelter, but, you know, it was nice at the fire, but then it was getting too wet, so we had to fuck it off. So we had to put the fire out, and it was like, we were just keeping warm, you get me? But it was a good experience, man.
That's
that
mad, though.
Mrs. Close.
Yeah, man.
It's good we've had so many experiences together, you get me? I love her to death, man. Simone.
Yeah, man.
We've had so many experiences together, you get me? Like, she's definitely, even down to the way I think about the whole, you know, not eating animals and things like that, and just the awareness of it all.
Is she on that as well? Yeah,
she's definitely on it, probably more so than me. Like,
right, okay.
For me, bro, I eat eggs, bro. I source them organically, and there's no better protein source, bro, for me than a fucking egg, bro. And you know what I know about an egg, bro? It come out of a chicken, bro, and it's gonna be on my fucking plate cooked, and that's what it is, yeah? Whereas all these fucking fake meats and stuff like that, you don't know what that is, bro.
Yeah, what do people say? They pump shit in them and all that.
They are, man. Yeah. They're putting all kinds. Bro, Bill Gates owns Beyond Meat. Say no more. Bill Gates, bro.
You're gonna turn me this way, like.
And if you watch Demolition Man, you know how they show us all the shit in movies, innit, bro?
Yeah.
If you watch Demolition Man, bro, when they're showing you the future, no one's eating meat, bro. They're all eating synthetic meat, and they're all eating out of a Taco Bell, bro. It's crazy. They're down in the sewer eating rat burgers. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
It's mad. Crazy, I need a plum tree like you.
Yeah, shout the plums, man. Bro, they're beautiful, man.
Yeah,
so
honestly,
nice.
It was proper nice.
I'm going to bring you some more, don't worry, bro.
Yeah, man. Love that. So, yeah, just like to wrap up, bro, what have you got coming for the rest of this year? Obviously, I know the tapes. We're going to let that breathe. Yeah. You drop God Save My G's and that. So
the tape's quite fresh, man. I would like to bring a few visuals to light. It's just, I know Picasso was keen to get this visual done as well for the You Should Think video. I just wish we kind of already had it done, bro, because I don't know, man. Like, I've got so much music I'm sat on that I'm trying to release, which is now. So it's going to be like another project, bro.
Right,
it's
going to
be another project. I'll be honest.
What, this year?
So after, possibly, yeah.
The work rate,
highly. But I mean, it could be, bro. Do you know what I mean? It's just a matter of things. If I want to re-record, put on different beats. I would also love to record something proper on the strings, bro.
Yeah.
Do you get me? Like, because I can play something live. I'm gutted I didn't bring that today, man. But I can play something live for you. But in terms of being a very, you know, following the my timing and that's very raw, bro.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? On the strings. Yeah. It will sound in time to you now. If you're listening, Jammy, you would not know. But yeah, following that metronome, and I need to slow things down and get all that kind of in place.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll get there, man. You know what I mean? We'll definitely get there. But yeah, on that kind of side of things, I definitely want to grow more with the instruments and include that more into my sound, because I think it adds to a more authentic feel, you get me?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I rate that. I'm into that sort of thing, yeah. When people are not just getting a beat. Like, don't get me wrong, that's all I listen to, really, that type of music. But yeah. I do like the artistry behind learning an instrument or learning... Yeah. to produce yourself and that, or mix and master your own. You know what I'm saying?
Even just once I can chop the samples a bit, bro, I'm lit. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, we're getting closer, man. I mean, I can record myself now, bro. Yeah. I couldn't record myself before, bro. I can do that now. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, it's all progress. You get me? We're getting closer.
So yeah, obviously a new project coming. Have you got any shows coming up? Because I know you do the live thing. You do, you know, you get me. You shell it down. I seen you do the thing with Picasso.
Yeah. So basically, bro. I'm going to put on an event, I think, soon.
Yeah?
I think I'm going to put on my own event. I think that's definitely my next step. I don't think I just want to go in and jump on any of these
being booked
shows anymore. Like, well, nah. I mean, if anyone wants to book me, bro, cash money, like, hit me up, innit? But I feel people are... I don't want to say that people are aware of me, bro. Maybe they're ignoring me. I don't know. I'm out there, man. Maybe my message is... I think my message as well, because we're in these times, and now there is a lot of people speaking on certain topics and stuff. It's become quite gimmicky. I think sometimes people who are not fully tapped into me might see my thing as a gimmick, bro.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But until they tap in, they don't know what it
is.
Yeah,
I just think, for me, if that is the case, you just got to keep doing your thing, innit?
You know what, brother? I just while we're on this thing, I want to shout out a brother called Red Pill Trill and Todd's from London, you get me? These guys are fucking cold, bro.
Yeah.
And I come across these brothers, bro, and I remember my man had a challenge out, bro. It was the vaccine challenge. Big split for that. Whoa. So you know what man's lead?
Nah, not
best
see
be
that.
Willing to die if you want to be free. All right, bro, the thing's cold, yeah? But it was like a challenge, and I thought, right, this guy's sick.
That aligns this with your guy's thing sick, as well,
bro.
Innit?
I've not heard anyone bunning this down like me, bro, because for me, the hardest tune of that 219 or 220 period was my tune, bro, David Icke. If you've not heard that,
yeah.
It'll be here now. Go
yeah. Bang. Yeah, right, you get me.
You get me.
You're trying to take that. Jump me, though.
Them links are not all going to make it on their rally, bro.
Nah. Just put in one Spotify link to find it yourself.
Trust me. But yeah, the David Icke tune for me, bro, for history, bro. No one's gone as hard as that, bro. No one's going to say, if you've not heard it, bro, tap the fucking, bro. That's my hardest tune for me.
Yeah.
And it's not because I think everything David Icke says is gospel. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe it is. But what it is, when you go deeper down the journey, bro, and you learn it's illegal to use a legal name, which is something we've not really touched on, brother, and the BCCRSS document, which is something that's written perfectly in legalese for a judge to understand. Yeah?
Yeah.
That all contracts are null and void, bro. What contract am I talking about? It's the birth certificate, bro.
Oh, that's yeah. It's the Magna Carta thing. I know a little bit about
man.
This.
Nah, man. It's not even the Magna Carta, although that may be involved. It is involved, isn't it? It's all common law, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anything outside of common law, natural law.
Because everyone was on this,
causing injury, harm, and loss. Yeah, man. It was through this period that kind of...
Yeah, that's how I know about it, through lockdown.
Got me on it a lot more. I mean, I did have awareness of the strong man. Are we good for time here? Are we good for time?
Yeah, we're good for time. Yeah,
chilling. I did have awareness of, like, the straw man entity and things like that, which is the birth certificate. When your name is registered, bro, and your mum and dad give you over and then become the pair that rent you and become your parents, you are that legal name, bro.
Right, the pair that rent you, that went over my head. Yo, sorry about that, people. Quick little technical difficulty. Shocko, sorry, bro. Where was we, bro? We was talking about the legal name.
It was the legal name fraud. I mean, I'm not sure what part, but just to run it back.
We was on the birth certificate and the pair that rent you, I said. Yo, that went over my head.
Listen, brother, at the end of the day, this is the true mark of the beast, yeah? We are enslaved from we're born, bro. Yeah? Your mum and dad sign you and register you, bro. You now become property of the crown, and they become the pair that rent you. You get me?
Yeah.
And now they're your parents. And this is why you're owned, and why the government can take your kid at any time, because it's their property, bro. This is why they get away with so much. You know, when you hear about all these children going missing and stuff like that, and you wonder, like, how could this happen, bro? It's their property, bro. This is why no real deep fucking things are allowed to get into it, bro, and why police officers probably lose a job for investigating too hard and these kind of things, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right.
It's government property, bro. But when you become aware of these things, bro, like all contracts are null and void, bro, until you comply. For example, if a police officer asks you your name, bro, and you give him your name, you are now under a contract. You're in a contract with them, bro, and they have certain rights. The more you speak to them, the less power you have, bro.
Yeah.
The more power they have. Two twos, you find yourself in trouble and whatever, because you spoke yourself into it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do not talk to them, bro. I've been telling my younger, do not contract with these. But you've got to give them a name, like, when they get you. It's like, tell them you're a living soul, bro. Yeah. Who are they to tell you you're not a living soul?
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm a living soul, bro, from planet Earth.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No.
Exactly, bro.
Nah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's legal to use a legal name, man. It's a deep rabbit hole. KateofGaiaWordPress.com. It's not something, it's something where it's worth a read into. Go and have a look in it. Go and have a look and see if it speaks to you and you think it's coming from a good place. I mean, because it's all liberation, man. My journey of liberation and my search for that freedom. And and all things kind of sovereign, you get me? This is where it's led me, bro.
Right.
Do you get me? Because for me,
it's the path it's took you down.
Yeah, it's the path it's took me down, and it's all empowered me, bro. It's all empowered me, man. Like, and that is freedom at the end of the day. I mean, if I feel free, bro, I'm free.
Yeah.
Do you get me? If I feel trapped, and that's what I
then
am.
Then you're trapped, innit? Yeah, yeah. I'm with you.
So. Yeah, man. Sorry, my brother, if I don't elaborate more. You know what I mean? Where are we at here? It really threw me off when we got cut out.
Yeah, it was the thing. It was doing the
doing
it's
the
illegal
thing.
To use your legal name. That's what you wanted to say.
Yeah, exactly, man. But yo, read the BCCRSS document. You get me?
Yo, that's a mouthful.
That's free we'll for put everyone that below. To use.
Can you send me the link for that and I can put it
Absolutely,
out?
Man.
Yeah, I'll put it under this video, innit?
The BCCRSS, and that's a document. Again, that's wrote in perfect legalese for a judge to understand because... For one, you can't even speak in a court because you're a person, and a person since 1666, the CESQV Act was introduced, which is a long before anybody's time here. A person has been someone who's deemed dead, lost at sea. What's sea? Sea is the maritime law that we're all trapped in. You get me?
Yes.
Yeah, man. It's very deep, man. It's very deep.
Yeah.
A person's not actually allowed to speak in court. They're represented by, you know, these guys with a bar card.
Yeah.
All committing fraud, bro, the highest treason, you know, like these guys, and they all know they're committing it too. Trust me.
Yeah,
man.
It's deep. But yo, big love for Shoko for coming on and spreading your message,
bro. Absolutely,
man. I might look lost in a bit of it, but I'm going to take some of this stuff in, man. And I need to tap in with you with the good eats, man, because I need to sort what I put in my body.
You guys,
get me?
You know what I mean? All these, I've got a health pack for you there, don't worry, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, hit us up at Good Eats MCR, you get me?
Man, we'll make that pop up again, because honestly, I want to try this just quickly, actually, before we wrap. And we're never going to get this ended, bro. Is it
Shilajit?
Yeah, what's this, bro? Talk to me about this. I know a little bit about CMOS, but I know nothing about this. So
I'm talking to you about empowerment.
Yeah,
this is something that empowered me on my journey, bro.
I
put my body through mad stress. Obviously, we touched on being a boxer and done a lot of crash dieting through these kind of things to make weight, to get paid, and a lot of things that weren't necessarily by the book and proper. I'd cause my body a lot of stress. I had this, bro. It healed everything, bro. Me personally, this was my... Everybody has their own testimony as to how this thing works. Basically, what Shilajit is compressed plants over thousands of years, bro. They scrape this out of the mountain crevices in certain regions, you get me, like the Himalayas or the Altai Mountains. And when you consume this, bro, a pea-sized amount when you consume this in your tea, it has great effects on
the
body,
bro. Is that what you need to put it in tea,
Alertness. Helps you sharper as anti-aging, anti-inflammatory properties. It's the fountain of youth, bro.
I'm getting on this.
It's the fountain of youth.
Yeah, I need to hit him up, yo.
I'm not gonna expose my age right now, but I wonder what you guys.
Yeah, comment below now. How old do you think he is?
Do you know what I mean? Because I get a lot younger than I.
Yeah. Because I think you're, I think from what we spoke, you're a little bit older than me, and I probably look older than you.
Okay.
You get me?
Yeah, you definitely look older than me, man. No, you definitely look older than me, man.
And on that note, yeah, now joke.
Nah, yeah, I got you, man. Honestly, come see me, man. We'll roll back the years, don't we?
Definitely. Yo, we're looking brand new for season three, you get me? But yo, big love for Shoko for coming on and spreading his message and that. If you get me, you feel what he's saying, tap in with these links. Or even if you might not have an opinion, but you might be intrigued. So just go and have a look in it. That's all
he's saying. Sure, man. And if any of you guys got any questions for me directly, man, hit me up. You know what I mean? If I've tried to elaborate on things and they've not come across, that's a clip. This is my first interview, brother. So yeah, pick up, you get
always,
me. That's my second shout out, my brother, 100 Eyes, too. I'm going to plug. You know what? I love to plug people, bro.
Yeah,
that
me too.
Shown me some sort of love or something on my journey. That's why I wanted to shout out Red Pill Cho and Todd's, because them man shouted me to come to London to do a gig and no one was shouting me. And
in my theater. Yeah,
shout out. Gabe, my brother Gabe Griot, the poetry place. Shout out the poetry place, Gabe. My first ever booking, bro.
Yeah.
Paid me, bro, to come to the show.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Wasn't too much, but yo,
many more to come.
Doesn't matter. You know what I mean? I appreciate these kind of things, and these people that know me have heard my music and the message, and they know it's powerful, bro. So yeah, man.
So make sure you tap in with Shoko. All the links below. And yeah, big love to our sponsor as well, Manscaped. We'll be back with them for season three. And yeah, hit us up. Big love to Buzzing Sounds and Brewtang for housing us and hearing us and engineering us for this season. And Frequency as well. We've got the producer going sick in the background because I forgot Frequency. But yeah, shout out Jamal and the Frequency team as well for sponsoring us. We'll be back probably... This episode's end of August. We'll be back probably within a month or two. You'll see us back for season three. More sponsors, more guests, more lit. You get me? So tap in. Tell your favourite rapper's favourite rapper. You get me? Been working on that one. Yo, we'll check you for next season, man. Big love. Safe.